Okay, we're at the end of Siman Mem Zayin. We'll be finishing up the Siman. Let's Sif Yud Dalet. Shortest Sif in the Siman. Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah, says the Mechaber. Women say Birchas HaTorah. And the Mechaber in the Mishnah Berurah just writes, for the reason, Ayin Bir Alocha. So in the Bir Alocha, Dira Maschal Nashim, he tells you two different reasons. Number one is the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham's reason that, well, women are chayiv to learn some Torah. They're chayiv to learn the dinim ashayachim lohem. They're chayiv to learn the dinim that relate to them, and therefore they are allowed to say the Birchas HaTorah, and they must say Birchas HaTorah because that's a real learning, and therefore the Birchas HaTorah can be made on any kind of real learning. And women have to learn. They have to learn how to keep the Torah. So that's reason number one. And based on this reason, then you could say that women could even be motzi men when it comes to Birchas HaTorah. And he says they find this in the Prima Gadim, and he states this explicitly. However, the Vilna Gaon disagrees on this reason, and he says this can't be the reason. And since we're at the end of the Siman, maybe I'll say over a little extra raid, there's a lengthy explanation from the Tshuvas Beis HaLevi, where he writes that there are two aspects in the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. There's the mitzvah of limud and the mitzvah of yediyah in terms of halachas. And the mitzvah of limud haTorah is just to know the halacha. That's not something that you can say a Birchas HaTorah on. And in fact, women are only chayiv to learn Torah in order to know the halacha, but they have no mitzvah if they would already know the halacha. Let's say you have a woman with a photographic memory, and she memorized all the whole Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or the whole Shulchan Aruch, and all the Nosei Kelim, and all the Mishnah Berurahs, and the Shachs and Tazes, and everything. So she knows everything exactly what to do. So she is no longer chayiv to ever open up a sefer in her life. If she so chooses, she's welcome to learn if she wants to voluntarily, but she has no chiyuv whatsoever to learn any more Torah. So says the Beis HaLevi, based on this idea, that women should not be saying Birchas HaTorah on just the learning that they do to know the halacha. You only say Birchas HaTorah on the learning that you do, l'shem, the mitzvah of learning Torah l'shma, which is just in order to know the Torah, but not to dafka know what the halacha is. That's just a practical limud, and that's not the real mitzvah of limud HaTorah. And if that was the only reason, women would not be chayiv in Birchas HaTorah just because they have to learn the halachas that are shaykh to them. So they all suggest different reasons. The Vilna Gaon suggests that the reason is, and this is quoted in the Bir Halacha here, that just as women are allowed to volunteer to make brachos on mitzvah saseh shezman grama, so too they're allowed to volunteer Birchas HaTorah. They're not chayiv to learn Torah, but if they're going to learn Torah, so then they should make a Birchas HaTorah in advance of it. So just it's hard to be a Jew and not to ever say words of Torah, and therefore, so a woman, she might not be chayiv to sit and learn a daf gemara, but she's a Jew, so it's going to be hard for her never to say words of Torah, so she should say Birchas HaTorah. Make sure that she's yotzi for the day, every single day. That seems to be the opinion of the Gra. However, this can't really fit in with the Mechaber, because the Mechaber holds that women don't make brachos on mitzvahs to say shazman grumah. They don't make brachos on mitzvahs that they are pater from, even if they want to do them. If a woman wants to sit in the sukkah, so the Ashkenazim would say she's allowed to make a bracha, but the Mechaber, Paskin, she's not allowed to make a bracha. So this would not be the reason of the Mechaber. However, the Vilna Gaon holds that this is the Iker reason why women should say Birchas HaTorah. There's a famous answer mentioned by Reb Chaim, which puts together a few different halachas over here. It's quoted by the Briska Rav in his Sefer on the Rambam, that the Mechaber Shita is not that women, is not that you make a Birchas HaTorah on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, rather you make a Birchas HaTorah on the Cheftza Shel Torah, which means that when one comes in contact with the Torah, that's where we learn it out from, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godu Lelokeinu, that's the Lashon of the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. So when you speak out words of Torah, you have to praise the Ribbono Shalom. And therefore, whenever someone comes in contact with what constitutes a legitimate piece of Torah, they have to say Birchas HaTorah, they have to say some type of praise. So that would be no different for men or for women, regardless of the chiyuv to learn Torah. If words of Torah that a woman would speak out do constitute a cheftza shel Torah, and therefore she would have to say Birchas HaTorah. Based on this, we can explain a number of the simanim, the se'ifim that we saw earlier on, which is that a person who writes divrei Torah is chayiv to say Birchas HaTorah, according to the Mechaber, because he's creating a cheftza shel Torah. Similarly, a person who only thinks in Torah, although he is being mekayim the mitzvah, as the Gra pointed out, is not creating a chafetz shel Torah and is therefore not chayev in Talmud Torah. So this explains the Mechaber L'shitaso very nicely, and on the other hand, explains the Gra L'shitaso very nicely. Also, the Gra doesn't hold the brachas on the Chavtza Shel Torah. He holds that the bracha is only on the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and therefore he says, a Maharer B'divrei Torah does say Birchas HaTorah. It's the same as a Kosei B'divrei Torah, because he's being Mekayim the mitzvah, as well as women say Birchas HaTorah, not because they're generating a Chavtza Shel Torah, but rather because they are volunteering to say a bracha on a mitzvah that's not 100% mandatory for them.